Chuck Ted Freestyle for September 18th, 2014. Good evening. It is Thursday, September 18th, 2014, from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And as you enter Albuquerque, I don't know about you, but I think about Bugs Bunny. I knew I should have taken a left turn at Albuquerque. And as we pass the Pecos River, I was thinking about Yosemite Sam. I'm the roughest, toughest, rootinest, tootinest, meanest hombre north, south, east, and west of the Pecos. Terrible Yosemite Sam, I realize. All right, a couple things that we learned in the last day or so on this trip. Number one is to check your order at the drive-thru completely. Memories of, what was it, Lethal Weapon come to mind? Well, they got our order right, but it's Donna, I learned, about Taco Bell. Donna wanted a chili cheese burrito. And I got something else, and I bit into this, I got a burrito of some type, and I bit into it and I said, that doesn't taste like chicken. And it turns out that they got the order right, but Donna had handed me her chili cheese burrito, and I ate the whole thing before I realized that the fourth element in the bag was my chicken burrito that I wanted. So before you start eating anything and mix up your food for your wife's food, check and make sure that everything is in the bag, and then you can distribute it accordingly. Because we went to another Taco Bell today, and I said, hey, let's stop at a Taco Bell, and we'll finally get your chili cheese burrito that you wanted. Only the one that we stopped at didn't serve chili cheese burritos anymore. So we got something slightly different, but it wasn't quite the same, and two Taco Bells later, we still don't have a chili cheese burrito for Donna. So, feeling kind of bad about that, that we mixed everything all up and didn't get it right, and then they didn't have them. I also didn't mention, I think I mentioned this on Facebook, but I didn't mention it here, that we downloaded several audiobooks. I have an Audible.com membership and had some credits built up. So, we had been, we downloaded some fiction and nonfiction alike to listen to on this trip. One of the books was recommended by a tour guide back in June of 2013 by a guy by the name of Flint. He was on our Desert Jeep Trip tour when we were in Phoenix a year and a half or so ago. And Flint recommended, Flint is part Comanche, and he recommended if we wanted to learn more about the Comanche Indians that we listen to or read a book called Empire of the Summer Moon. So I had put that on my wish list shortly after he recommended it. I never really got around to listening to it. I thought this would be a great opportunity, since we are going to be living in this area, to listen to Empire of the Summer Moon. And a good book, a little long in sections, about the Comanches and where they started and how they lived, their warrior kind of status and lifestyle. Some of the stories from people who were abducted by the Comanches and lived with the Comanches, among the Comanches, and were later, quote-unquote, rescued, but didn't want to live the white lifestyle anymore. So a lot of good stories in there. We're about two-thirds of the way through that. Also listening to the Martian Chronicles by Ray Bradbury, and I think this was turned into a TV series at one point in the 80s. I remember, I vaguely remember it coming up. I don't remember any of the storylines. So we're listening to that and about halfway, two-thirds of the way through that as well. After 10 hours on the road, though, some of the stories start to wear on you and you really want something else. So we are going to be coming back to those. The one we got through all of today was a story by John and Carol Barrowman. It's a Torchwood series. It's in the Torchwood universe. I can't remember the title of it, but if you look for Torchwood and John Barrowman, you will find a decent story by him. It was pretty good. Gwen is in there, and it was after Torchwood had broken up. That's when the story takes place, if you follow along with that. Torchwood, of course, is the spinoff of Doctor Who, and it is also, if you didn't notice, an anagram for Doctor Who. So Captain Jack Harkness is a main character in here. And interesting story, a little bit on the out there side, but I guess most Torchwood stories are. And enjoyed listening to that. Again, kind of got long in certain spots. But if I would turn this into a 1 hour or even a 2 hour TV series, there you could see that it would be a decent story in that world. As we get to the hotels, a little bit about our cats and their behavior. Todd is a scaredy cat. He is leery of strangers and strange noises, and he comes into the hotel room, and he's in his low, crouching, kind of a stalking stance. Loves to hide under the covers. That was his secret hiding spot whenever strangers would come over to our house. He would go into our king-size bed, duck between the pillows, and worm his way under the covers. So he has learned to do that in the hotel rooms that we've got here. Holly, on the other hand, likes to explore, likes strangers, likes to meet new people. So they have been wandering around. It's very bizarre having cats in a hotel room, having been a business traveler for the last few years, and now I've got my pets here. It's an interesting new experience with litter boxes and cat cages and food and water dishes around the room. But I'm hoping that tomorrow we can actually get them in the cages and travel without tranquilizing them. They have been behaving fairly well, even when the tranquilizers wear off later in the day, that they can get along. So, yeah, Todd's hiding has been interesting. And, of course, at night, they both want to sleep on the bed, so it means we can't really stretch out a king-size bed the way we normally do. We'll have to see how that goes when we get to Phoenix. Phoenix is tomorrow. And the other surprise we had, Donna and I went out to dinner tonight at a restaurant within walking distance of our hotel, and noticed on Facebook one of our friends said, "Hey, you're in Albuquerque? Stop on by." This is a guy, one of the last hires I did when I was the IT manager in our engineering department in my old job, and I did not know that Zach had moved to Albuquerque. So didn't really want to force the issue of a meetup, but if he was available, certainly I offered to buy him beer. And after we had eaten our meal, we adjourned into the bar area of the restaurant and had a nice talk for an hour, hour and a half or so, while we caught up. So he is in Albuquerque, and we were very fortunate that we got to meet up. Posted a picture of us together on Facebook. And very happy that we had this opportunity. Thank you, Facebook, the ultimate great reconnector of the universe, to keep old friendships alive and to start new ones. So I am going to end it there, and hope everybody has a great Friday. In theory, I have internet at my house. I will pick up the cable modem and hook it up this weekend. My friend Scott Tyler is doing a meetup online to start our online adventure series game thing, Pathfinder series. I am going to be inducted into the noob intro. I'll let you know how that goes in the next couple of days when we get there and get everything squared away. Until next time, chuck at chuckchat.com. Take care, everybody. 101.